And it's greetings from the heart city of Valentine. Thanks so much for joining us for the good stuff.
Speaking of Valentine, the Valentine Visitors Promotion Board, Cherry County Board, actually, invites you to go to visitvalentine.com to check out over 50 things to do when planning your vacation for 2026 right here in the wide open spaces. The Niobrara River, International Dark Skies at Merritt Reservoir. Oh, and we've got Valentine's Day coming up February 14th with the Bull Bash. Check it out, visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication that they release every week, by the way, is tailored to the commercial cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Make sure you visit them, tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News.
This is from Mary Ann Williamson, called Our Greatest Fear. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Well, you are a child of God. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So, spread that out there. Our Greatest Fear by Mary Ann Williamson.
Very good. I think we shared maybe one or two of these earlier, right around the first of the year. This is something that Dean Sorensen of South Dakota, he puts something out each year that he shares with friends and family, business people, people he comes across. And we came across another one that he has shared. I think this is fairly recently. For a number of years, it's been a privilege to reach out to friends, business associates, family, and others with a greeting for the new year. Besides simply saying Happy New Year, we've enjoyed sharing a piece of inspiration or leadership thought, which we found uplifting and wish to have you enjoy. This year's inspiration comes from David Cottrell, who wrote in his book, Monday Morning Leadership. I once knew an older woman with not much money or formal education, but a PhD in common sense and wisdom. She loved to tell the story of how everyone could go to a field about the size of a football field and line up around the perimeter. While standing at the edge of the field, each person is given the opportunity to throw their problems into the middle of the field. Once all the problems have been thrown in, you have your choice of which ones to pick up and take home. Most people will probably pick up their own problems and go back home, realizing that they really don't have it that bad after all. Life is good, even when the situation appears to be the worst. Stay positive and help make another's life better. Thank you, Arthur Cottrell, and thanks to you for your friendship, mentoring, and association over the years. Again, this is shared by Dean Sorensen.
Here's a little something for you today. Don't leave anything for later. Later, the coffee gets cold. Later, you lose interest. Later, the day turns into night. Later, people grow up. Later, people grow old. Later, life goes by. Later, you regret not doing something that you had the chance to do. So don't wait until later. This reminder, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo comes up January 30th through February 7th in Rapid City, South Dakota. 400 booths for the Cinch Trade Show. The Western Art Show and Sale will be going on during that whole time. Ranch Rodeo is February 3rd at 10 a.m. 40 teams competing for that. And if you enjoyed last year's Bronx for breakfast, well, it's back February 4th at 10 a.m. Google Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, and you'll come up with the list of events.
And from everybody at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage. Thank you, everyone, so much. We've loved entertaining you for a bit. And please join us again for the good stuff.